Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning, gorgeous. What's up? I'm McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl. We're just holding it down, having a nice morning. We're so happy you're here with us. We're talking about lying. Is it ever okay to tell a little white lie? Or do you always feel guilty? You're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Is there a lie that you're actually glad that you told, that you just don't regret? Because sometimes I'll spew out something, maybe not a whole truth. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then I just let it go. However, I'll give you an example. I went on a date with a guy who producer Porkchop thinks is so dreamy and so sexy. And I told a little white lie, like that I just wasn't ready for a relationship and that I'm just not there yet, which is a complete lie. I just wasn't into him.
Aww.
But here's the thing. I'm glad I told that lie because I was trying to be nice. It wasn't there. I knew within 5 minutes and I was just trying to ease the blow. And so I don't want to waste anyone's time. So I was trying to be respectful, but that was in fact a lie.
And he was beautiful.
And Chops was so mad at me. Okay, Chops, have you ever told a lie, it came out of your mouth, that you don't regret?
Yeah, I mean, probably. Do you want me to think of a time I did?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I used to work at Applebee's, I remember the manager, this one girl, she felt very targeted. She was like, I don't understand. Why is the manager always on me? The manager is being so mean to me and telling me to do this, and I'm just trying to do a good job. So I told her, I was like, hey, no, it's okay. Like, don't worry. The manager's not just singling you out. I was like, the manager, you know, said this to me, and I made something up and to make her feel good. But plot twist, the manager came right around the corner at that time and heard me say it.
Did you get in trouble?
No.
So, in fact, the manager did hate her and was just literally, you were trying to make, she's like, oh, he hates everyone.
Yeah, I was just trying to soften the blow.
Yeah. See, but it's like we try to spare people's feelings and maybe tell a little lie.
Yeah, so is sometimes it's okay.
No. Obviously, I teach my daughter to never, ever lie. All right. I know Liv the Web Girl has got to have said a few lies in her day.
Definitely. I definitely don't think white lying is bad, especially like when it's nothing malicious intent.
Right.
And so one time I told a guy that I was a virgin to get out of flipping pancakes with him because I just did not want to, and I felt bad for rejecting him.
Was this in the heat of the moment, or
yes,
was this like pre?
No, like heat of the moment. Told him that I was a virgin, so he wouldn't like ask about flipping pancakes, and then it turned out that he was a virgin too.
So tell me, was he like super more excited?
Yes, he like wanted
literally
to know.
Let's go.
Yeah, he was like in love, and I was like, this ain't it, dude. And so yeah, it did not happen, thankfully, but I was definitely glad I told that lie.
That got you out of something. So that was
definitely
really good.
Did.
All right. So I think we have a phone. Our phone lines are blowing up right now. All right, who we have, Chops?
833-563-2539. Good morning, Michaela. What did you want to say?
Hi. So my mom was dating this guy for like 3 weeks and she was totally in love. I knew she was only a rebound. And so, of course, when she got her heart broken, she was stalking the other girl and she was crying. And so I blocked the girl from my mom's Facebook and told my mom that the girl blocked her.
Oh, hey, that's actually pretty slick. That's smart.
Yeah, that is smooth. Move there.
Who says that you know it was just a rebound because they got in a relationship quick? Like, I mean, I started dating my boyfriend like after a week and we've been together 4 months.
Right, but you were broken up for like 3 months before you got into a relationship, or 4 months. Like, you were single for a while.
Yeah, he had
only been broken up for like a week.
Oh, okay. So just a week. I had a guy that was sad because he's like, no, I'm just your rebound. Why did we have to meet now? And he was actually right.
Michaela, I think she messed with fate by blocking the...
No, she didn't take it into her
hands. You did a good thing. That's a good white lie.
So we want to know which one of us on the show is the best liar. Can you decipher? Coming up, we're going to play Liar, Liar. And this is going to be really fun. Okay, this is how it's going to go down. We need you to call us 833-563-2539. Each one of us, myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, and Liv the Web Girl, we're going to give you a statement that just sounds outlandish. It sounds crazy. One of us, only one of us, is in fact lying, and you need to decipher who that is. Who do you guys think is the best liar, just like off the bat?
Me.
I think I am. My jokes and little lies are so funny.
You're the worst in the room.
Are you kidding me?